checking blood glucose. Explain what you are going to do, and ask for consent from your patient. Organize the equipment you will need. Glucose monitor, gloves, lancet, and lancing device, and a sharps container for disposal. Wash your hands and put on gloves. Follow instructions for inserting the lancet. Adjust the lancet depth for your patient. Insert test strip, taking care not to touch the strip. On the side of the finger, use the lancet to draw blood, avoid using the index finger or thumb for this. Get a drop of blood to the skin surface, if necessary, by squeezing the finger very gently. Touch the test strip to the blood drop so that it can be drawn onto the strip. Apply a clean tissue or some cotton wool to the puncture wound and take a note of the reading of the blood glucose. Make a note on the patient's chart and report any abnormal findings to the medical team or senior colleague. Understanding normal and abnormal blood glucose findings. The measurement for glucose is millimoles of sugar per blood liter, mole per liter. Blood glucose readings that are normal will depend on several factors and will vary from person to person. The accepted normal range internationally is, before eating, a level between 4 to 7 millimoles per liter. An hour and a half after eating, lower than 10 millimoles per liter. Before bed, 8 millimoles per liter. Any readings that are consistently lower or higher than normal puts the patient at risk of deterioration and should be addressed. Hyperglycemia. This is the name for high blood glucose levels and means that there is too much glucose in the blood. Hypoglycemia. This is what we call low or insufficient glucose in the blood.